Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, February 5th, 2026. Our passage that we are reflecting over today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. In today's gospel, Jesus gives his apostles instructions that are startling in their simplicity and sobering in their implications. He tells them to travel lightly, to remain where they are welcomed, and when they are rejected, to shake the dust from their feet and move on. Then they go forth, preaching repentance, driving out demons, anointing the sick, and bringing healing wherever they go. This short passage reveals something profound about the nature of discipleship. Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Jesus is teaching his apostles to be free, free from anxiety, free from the need to control conditions, free from the subtle spiritual temptation to seek comfort or honor. They are to accept hospitality as it is offered, not to shop around for something better. The mission is not about their comfort, but about the kingdom. Every one of us carries attachments that weigh us down, expectations, comforts, habits of control, people-pleasing, the desire to appear competent or impressive. Jesus invites us to a similar detachment. Stay where the Father places you. Remain in the grace that is offered. Do not grasp for more than you are given. Discipleship begins with the freedom to be led. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet. This instruction is easily misunderstood. Jesus is not teaching resentment or retaliation. He is teaching clarity. There are moments when the gospel is not welcomed, not because it lacks truth, but because hearts are not ready. Jesus does not tell the apostles to argue or force, convince or pressure. He tells them to witness, and then, if rejected, to surrender the outcome to God. We often carry wounds from rejection. Relationships where we were not understood, efforts that bore no visible fruit, times when goodness was resisted or misunderstood. Jesus shows us that rejection does not define the worth of our mission. Faithfulness does. Sometimes the holiest act we can make is to entrust others to God and move forward in peace. Shaking the dust off one's feet is not a gesture of contempt, but an act of humility. Lord, this belongs to you, not to me. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons. They anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. What the apostles accomplish is extraordinary. And yet none of this was within their natural capacity. These are fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary men. The power that flows from them is not their own. They preach repentance, but it is the Holy Spirit who convicts hearts. They cast out demons, but it is Christ's authority that drives darkness away. They anoint the sick, but it is the Father's mercy that heals. This passage reminds us that evangelization is not a human campaign. It is not a performance. It is the humble offering of ourselves so that God can work through us. Wherever you see genuine conversion, freedom from spiritual oppression, or healing from wounds, you are witnessing the work of God. Our task is to cooperate. His task is to transform. The apostles succeed because they are available. They allow themselves to be sent. They do not wait for perfect conditions. They do not insist on credentials, training, or control. They simply walk where Jesus tells them to walk and trust that he will do the rest. The gospel's power is unleashed, not through perfect disciples, but through available disciples. And perhaps that is the invitation for each of us today, to be available to God in the places he has placed you, to be faithful where you are welcomed, to be peaceful where you are rejected, to be courageous in calling others to repentance, to be confident that God is the one who heals, who frees, and restores. The 12 went out into the world with nothing but trust, and the world was changed. And so it can be again through us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, make my heart free from attachment and fear. Teach me to remain where you place me and to surrender what does not welcome your presence. Grant me the humility to leave outcomes in your hands, the courage to speak your truth, and the faith to let your power work through my weakness. May my life bear witness to your healing and your mercy. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return each and every day to my hermitage, where we take a passage of Scripture and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.